ideas. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Repeating good ideas. Is it a good idea to repeat good ideas again and again and again? Is it a good idea to say things over and over again to yourself that are true and good and beautiful? A lot of times we forget that it's kind of fun to repeat ideas that have been beneficial to us in the past. The simple idea of 2 times 2 is 4. We sometimes forget that. When we were children, we learned 2 times 2 is 4, and it was the foundation of our understanding of math. And we began to accomplish great things and be aware of great things and be excited about great things, and math was a tremendously beneficial subject, although we didn't ever say at that time we liked math. We didn't say we liked math because we didn't understand math. We didn't understand what we were learning. We didn't understand how we were learning. And this is true so many times in our life. We are learning good things and we don't understand how we are learning it. A boy is naughty and he goes to the blackboard and he writes down, "I won't be naughty, I won't be naughty, I won't be naughty, I won't be naughty." He writes it out 100 times. And what happens? He remembers that he won't be naughty, but he doesn't remember that he will be good. Now, if the boy were to write on the blackboard, "I am an ideal child, I am a good boy, I am a happy boy," any of those phrases, positive, uplifting phrases, he would be implanting those phrases into his consciousness without realizing he was doing it. He was just thinking he was being punished, but the punishment was to put good thoughts in his mind, to put good thoughts into his consciousness, into his everyday thinking. We live a life that is so filled with the negative, and so filled with the positive, and so filled with everything that you can imagine under the sun. And yet, we wonder why it is that things don't come easier for us. Why don't we remember things better? Why don't we enjoy things better? Because our ability to remember is always present. Our ability to learn and grow and be understanding of how wonderful the world is, it's always present. But do we always have it in the forefront of our thinking? Do we always have it on the leading edge of our thought, on the leading edge of who we know we are? Now, if a little child walks around and says, "I like me, I like me, I like me," we would say, "No, that's not a very nice thing to do. You're saying something that is true, and you're saying something that's good, but people don't like to hear you say, 'I like me.'" Now, why don't people like to hear you say, "I like me"? People don't like to hear you say, "I like me," because they think that you're superior to them. They think that you are superior to all the other people in the world, that you're the superior one. Well, now, isn't that strange? When a child says, "Got it, I got it, 2 times 2 is 4, I got it, I got it, 2 times 6 is 8. No, 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 2 times 6 is 12, 2 times 8 is 16, 2 times 4 is 8. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I got it. Oh, hey, I feel so, oh boy, am I smart, am I smart, am I smart." And we teach them not to say that. We teach them not to be proud of their being smart. We teach them not to be proud of doing good things. We teach them not to be smart of repeating good ideas. And how silly this is that we do this. You can be sure the genius knows strongly within his being and her being that Whatever she is a genius in, she is a genius in, and she's wonderful. And she doesn't have to proclaim it. She doesn't have to say she's better than somebody else. She doesn't have to say she's good. She just is. She comes up with the beautiful ideas that makes her day beautiful, wonderful, uplifting, fantastic. Now, why is it that little girls can be a genius and are a genius more frequently than apparently little boys are? Well, little girls can say, I'm smart. Little girls are always smart. Little girls are always smarter than boys. That's just the way it is. Little girls are always, you see, it's an ism that goes out into the universe. And little girls can do things that little boys can't do. And little boys are toughy, and little girls are gentle. Little girls are sweet. You see, all these things, oh, you say, that's not any true anymore. That's all. It is true. It goes on and on from generation to generation. And it's only those little girls who are reaching out to be who they are and going against the curb, going against the way. And little boys who reach out to be who they are and going against the way. When we can repeat good things, when we can repeat good ideas, wonderful things take place in our life. And wonderful things take place in our life because we are not proud, we are not superior, we just are. We say 2 times 2 is 4, and no one says that's an unkind thing to say. We say, I like me, and hey, now that's a little different. We say, I'm whole and perfect when you're not. Now, what's the difference between saying, I'm whole and perfect when you're not, and 2 times 2 is 4 when you haven't fully understood what it means? And little by little, you say 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and the idea of mathematics, the idea of the technique of it, of repeating good ideas, gets into your system, and it's natural, and oh, you just do that, just rattle it off with no problem at all. So to speak, you don't even think about it, you just do it. Now, that's the same way that it works with all other ideas, too. I like me, I like me, I like me. We've been taught by our society not to like ourselves, not to be vain, not to be primpy. And yet society says, oh, you look good in that suit. You look good in that dress. And you put it on because you wanted to look good. You put it on because you felt good when you wore it. And that's repeating good ideas. Now, what happens when you put on something that you don't look so good in? Well, you don't feel so good about it. Oh, they say that worn-out shoes and worn-out clothes are the most comfortable to wear. Why don't we make clothes that have that worn-out feeling about them but look good for people who would like to wear comfortable clothing? Well, little by little, we're doing that. We're doing that in various areas of life, and we're overcoming these obstacles that we place in front of us that say we can't do this and we can't do that, obstacles that say that these are limitations for us. These are the way it's always been done. If we can repeat good ideas, we'll find that these good ideas will begin to stay at home and roost. These good ideas will be part of our nature. These good ideas will be who and what we are. And how glorious that is. But these good ideas can never be who and what we are unless we take charge and put them to work in our life in as beautiful and fantastic a manner as we can. And we can. We can put them to work in our life in such a glorious way that everything we do is glorious, that everything we do is good and very good, that everything we do is fun. Repeating good ideas is the most wonderful thing we could ever do for ourselves. The good idea is, I have a nice house. I have nice parents. I have nice children. I have a nice world. I have the ideal government Every one of the legislators in my government are there because they want this world to be a little more beautiful than it was before. They want to do all they can to enhance our world, enhance our countryside, enhance our community. Our parents are here because they want to bless us with everything they have, with all the knowledge they have and all the wisdom they have, and for us to enjoy it also. Our parents are always interested in us having something a little better than they had, a little more wonderful than they had. Now, parents are working on ideas with us, and these ideas say, my child is an ideal child. My child is a genius. My child always follows the rules. My child is a harmonious child. My child gets along well with its world. My child is one that everyone enjoys as a friend. My child, and you see, all of these things our parents are stimulating into our consciousness and encouraging us to do. It's not like somebody punched you, so you punch them back. Somebody does something dirty to you, and so you do something dirty to them. That's not the way it is. That's not an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. What we do is do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. We love the world, and these are good ideas that we repeat again and again and again. We love our neighbors. We love our neighbors. We love our neighbors. We love ourselves. How could we love our neighbor if we didn't love ourselves? And when we repeat the idea that I like me, 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 pretty soon our body says, oh, you like me, huh? Hey, that's a good idea. All right, let's go along with that idea. Well, instead of saying I got hurts and I got pains, say I like me. Oh, yes, I like that. Yes, that's a good idea. I like me, I like me, I like me. And pretty soon your body is going to say, yes, I like me, I like me, I like me. And it's going to repeat what you do, what you say. And repeating good ideas brings results, brings wonderful, glorious results, results that can change your world from a world of ordinariness to a world of fantasticness. It's up to you. It's up to you what thoughts you put into motion for yourself. It's up to you what ideals you have for yourself. It's up to you what direction you want your life to go. And your life's going to go a direction whether you like it or not. And you might as well send it in the direction you want it to go. If you're going to fly a paper airplane and you throw it up in the air, you want it to fly, you want it to float, you want it to move around and just sort of catch the breeze and lift and fly and go. You don't want it to go nosediving into the ground. And you adjust it. You adjust it with good ideas. You turn one little wing this way and one little wing that way, and you do everything you can. You don't know anything about aeronautics. You don't know anything about building airplanes. But you know that if you can do it, you just follow what your inner self tells you. And your inner self says, bend this or bend that, and it flows. Or if you thrust it a little more gently, it'll go. If you throw it too hard, it goes against its own grain and drop down it goes, or flop over it goes. Yes, repeating good ideas really works. Gentle lovingness in our life really works. By telling ourselves something true about ourselves that we may not be experiencing at the moment, puts in motion that something true about ourselves now. Sit down, take a piece of paper, and write down 5 things that you think are worth repeating. 5 good ideas that are worth repeating. 5 good ideas. 5 good ideas. I live in a wonderful world. I live in a wonderful body. My family is harmonious and joyful and peaceful and loving. Oh, yes, indeed. My family is joyful, peaceful, loving, and cooperative with one another, just having a great time. My family is a loving family, unconditionally loving family. We don't judge anything about anybody. We just love everybody in our family, in our world, in ourselves. And my body is the temple of me. I live in my body, and I'm a nice guy. And in my body, I have perfect eyes, ears, nose, and all that good stuff. Everything about my body is perfect because I am a perfect guy. I think perfect thoughts. I think loving thoughts. I think joyful thoughts. Oh, man, is this a wonderful world. Now, you see, it's not so tough to write down five wonderful good ideas, five ideas that you'd like to repeat in your life. It's not tough to write it down, but it takes a point to do it. Just do it. And when you do it, you'll find that everything in your life goes from one area to another area to joyousness and happiness and harmony and peace and love. And wow! Repeating good ideas is so good. Repeating good ideas is so good. Repeating good ideas is so good. I'm going to learn to repeat good ideas all the time. And everywhere I go, I'm going to say nice things about everybody. I'm going to say nice things about my house, my world. I'm going to say nice things about me, my body. I'm going to say nice things about this temple I live in. I'm going to say nice things. Oh, yes, indeed. Because repeating good ideas brings marvelous results in my life, in my world, and who I am. And you, my beloved listeners, I love you. I love you. I love you.